This is 91.9 KVCR. Good morning. I'm Ken Vincent. On Fridays, we talk with former Press Enterprise columnist and longtime KVCR news contributor Cassie McDuff. We review some of the big news stories from around the Inland Empire over the past week. Good morning, Cassie.
Good morning, Ken.
Well, let's start out with Redlands is mourning six-term councilwoman Pat Gilbreth, who died last week.
Yeah, she was really devoted to serving Redlands as a public official. She was elected six times, as you say. The mayor believes she was the longest-serving Redlands City Council member. I wouldn't be surprised. She was a retired certified public accountant, and so she always kept a close eye on the budget. She insisted the city have a balanced budget. She also championed the community gardens in the city. She was the one who kind of got that program started. Mm-hmm. In her spare time, she was a pilot, and she enjoyed deep-sea fishing. So
wow.
Really an interesting person.
Yeah, yeah.
She was also active in the Rotary Club. Her passing was announced at the city council meeting on Tuesday evening, the day she died.
Okay. Now there's a vacancy on the Redlands City Council. Did they talk about at the meeting what they were going to do with that?
They have not discussed that. I think the feelings were a little too raw. Mm-hmm. They're going to get into that at their next meeting. But legally, they have 60 days to fill the vacancy by appointment or call a special election.
Okay. Next, the mass shooting in Las Vegas brought up painful memories for survivors and a lot of other people who were witness to or lived through the San Bernardino mass shooting in 2015. But I'm sure particularly painful memories for the survivors.
Right. In fact, one survivor of the Inland Regional Center shooting was at the Route 91 Harvest concert, that country music concert in Las Vegas. She and her friends actually left the concert right before the shooting started, and she said when she found out, she was just terrified.
I can imagine.
Several agencies in San Bernardino County are offering crisis counseling because they know this can bring up a lot of feelings for their employees, particularly the county recorder's office, which lost the deputy recorder, was killed in that shooting in Las Vegas. In addition, the San Bernardino County Fire Department, there were about 20 employees and their families who were attending that concert. So terrifying experience for people. Now, the mayor of San Bernardino, Kerry Davis, said he reached out to the mayor of Las Vegas because he knows what that mayor is going through. The mayor said that he gathered together his police chief and other top officials, and they discussed their plan of action. And I believe that he reached out to the mayor of Las Vegas with that offer of support.
There were a number of people from the Inland Empire who were killed in that shooting.
Yeah, a lot of people from the Inland Empire attended the concert and were among the dead and wounded. Among those killed, as I just mentioned, the deputy recorder for San Bernardino County, a Cal State San Bernardino student, a Riverside resident who worked at California Adventure Disneyland, a U.S. Navy veteran who grew up in Corona, a mother of four from Eastvale. Those were all among the dead, and many, many inland residents among the wounded, including an Ontario police officer.
Okay, next, Ontario International Airport has a new CEO and a new airline serving it. First of all, talk about the new personnel.
Well, the CEO, he's been serving as the interim CEO. His name is Mark Thorpe. He originally was brought on board about a year ago, August, as the chief development officer. That's the person who is charged with getting new airlines and new business involved at the airport. And apparently the board thought he was doing a great job, and so they've given him the permanent post of CEO.
And was it Mark Thorpe's doing, just as soon as he entered the CEO position, he says, oh, by the way, we have a new airline serving?
Well, I think the airline was announced just a bit before his permanent appointment was announced. However, certainly he was probably instrumental in securing that airline, along with Kurt Hagman, who is a San Bernardino County supervisor and serves on the board of Ontario International Airport, who has made multiple trips to China to cultivate those relationships and let those airlines know what a great airport Ontario is in terms of convenience. And China Airlines announced that it will begin service no later than this spring to Taiwan at least four times a week. They're estimating about 80,000 passengers a year, they believe, will fly that route from Ontario Airport. In addition, passengers who regularly use Ontario will be happy to know that Uber and Lyft were approved to pick up and drop off passengers at Ontario Airport.
Okay. And finally, It was two Cal Baptist students who were identified as the women who threw sodas on two men who didn't stand during the national anthem at a Lakers game, at a phone video that went viral on the web and showed up on TV newscasts, too.
Right. These were two young men from Rancho Cucamonga who attended the game, and they remained seated during the national anthem as a protest, just kind of as we've seen at the NFL games. Now, toward the end of the game, they were approached by these two women, and one of them dumped her soda on the two men, and apparently the other videotaped it.
And you could hear the woman lecturing the man as she was dumping the soda on him. I couldn't quite hear what she was saying, but you could hear she was upset.
Yeah, she was clearly disturbed by their failure to stand during the national anthem. The young men said that as they left, one of them was grabbed by another man who had been in the audience, and the man was attempting to choke him, and a security guard, I guess, witnessed this and broke it up. However, the young men say that some Ontario police officers were standing by and didn't do anything, and that they were asked to, you know, to leave the premises after that. They've hired lawyers, and it sounds like they're considering suing.
Did Cal Baptist issue any kind of a statement after this incident?
Yes, they did. They confirmed that these two women were their students. The university issued a statement saying it was going to take appropriate action against the students. They didn't say what that action might be. And they also said the behavior seen on that videotape doesn't match with the school's Christian values.
Cassie McDuff, thank you.
Thank you, Ken.
Cassie McDuff is a longtime Inland Empire journalist and a regular Friday morning contributor to 91.9 KVCR. You can hear Cassie's segments at our website, kvcrnews.org. This segment is made possible by the Southern California News Group, publisher of the Press Enterprise, San Bernardino Sun, Inland Valley Daily Bulletin, and other Southern California newspapers.